Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm going to be your moderator this evening. I'm here with State Senator Anthony H. Williams, and we want to welcome you to this live telephone town hall. If you have a question for Senator Williams or any of his guests tonight, press star 3 at any time on your phone's keypad. Now let's welcome Senator Anthony H. Williams.
Thank you, Brittany, and thank you to all of the area residents participating on tonight's call. I'm State Senator Anthony Hardy Williams, and I'm holding this live telephone town hall where we will be discussing how to manage your diabetes during the COVID-19 pandemic with my special guest, Stevina Joseph, President Managing General Agent of SVJ Insurance Advisors, Inc., and Doris Lomax, Program Coordinator for the Diabetes Prevention Program for Temple Health Systems, Center for Population Health, and Suzanne Trexler, Program Manager of the Training and Capacity Building Department of Health Promotions Council. This format will allow you to listen in and even give a question from the comfort of your home. If you'd like to ask a question at any time, press star 3 on your phone. Now I'm going to introduce you to our guest, who will give a brief introduction, and then we'll get to the heart of the matter, which is your questions. Ms. Joseph?
Hello. Hi, Senator Williams. Hello, guests. Thank you so much for having me. Again, my name is Stevina Joseph. I am a licensed local broker here in Pennsylvania. I'm often in your constituents' area, saying hello and answering questions on the street. And of course, I'm able to answer questions over the phone. But I'm here as an agent with able to answer questions about Medicare and how it can help them get the care that they need.
Thank you. Next, Ms. Lomax.
Good evening, and thank you for having me this evening. I'm excited to be here this evening to talk to you about what's going on in Philadelphia as it relates to diabetes, in particular diabetes prevention. My name is Doris Lomax, and I am the Diabetes Prevention Program Coordinator for Temple Health System, Center for Population Health. Temple Health System is one of the stakeholders of the Philadelphia Diabetes Prevention Collaborative. The Philadelphia Diabetes Prevention Collaborative is a group of local stakeholders, including health systems and organizations working to prevent type 2 diabetes, and doing that by enrolling 500 participants by 2020 in the Diabetes Prevention Program in Philadelphia. It's about addressing diabetes in Philadelphia, right? So according to the Centers for Disease Control, as of 2020, 34.2 million Americans have diabetes. 88 million Americans are pre-diabetic. When you are pre-diabetic, you are at an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke, and other medical conditions. So with the support of the American Medical Association and the Centers for Disease Control, Diabetes Prevention Collaborative is excited to embrace the National Diabetes Prevention Program. It's a year-long lifestyle change program for individuals who are pre-diabetic. It's a year-long. The first 16 weeks, we see you for 16 weekly sessions for 1 hour. We try to show you how to lose weight, 5 to 7% of your starting weight if you need to lose weight, and then increasing your physical activity to about 150 minutes of physical activity each week. We do that gradually over a year's time with the goal, by the end of the year, you have a new healthy lifestyle and thus preventing you from going on to becoming a type 2 diabetic. So we concentrate on proper nutrition, reading food labels, monitoring your fat and your calories intake. We have presenters that come in that help you with your nutrition. Then, again, reinforce the physical activity of 150 minutes of physical activity per week. And then we concentrate on behavior changes as well, what makes it difficult to change a lifestyle over a year's time. So, again, the goal is to support you in a gradual weight loss of 5 to 7% of your starting weight and gradually increase your physical activity to 150 minutes per week of moderate physical activity. And these two components are actually based on research by the CDC that has been shown if you can follow these two components can lower your risk and hopefully prevent you from becoming a type 2 diabetic. So we're currently enrolling for the Diabetes Prevention Program throughout Philadelphia. So Susan Trexler, who with Health Promotion Council. She'll talk more about that, how you get involved and join some of these programs that we're enrolling for now. So thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Trexler?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me tonight. My name is Suzanne Trexler, and I'm the Program Manager for Health Promotion Council's Training and Capacity Building Department. Health Promotion Council is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to promote health and prevent and manage chronic disease. Since 2014, Health Promotion Council has been committed to increasing access to the National Diabetes Prevention Program that Doris mentioned for the millions of Pennsylvanians at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. And as Doris mentioned, Health Promotion Council is also a participant in the Philadelphia Diabetes Prevention Program, and we're really working together with them to streamline a system for enrolling into the Diabetes Prevention Program, otherwise known as DPP. DPP is offered by a variety of organizations, health systems, community-based nonprofits, faith-based organizations, and we understand that even with a strong motivation to join one of these programs, it can be really difficult to find the best program for you. So Health Promotion Council has created a network hub to allow for one centralized point of access into these programs. So I'll be able to answer questions tonight about how to enroll not only in the National Diabetes Prevention Program, but other health education programs that are designed to help you manage your type 2 diabetes, prevent type 2 diabetes, and manage or prevent other chronic pain or illness. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for being on, and thank you for participating. And so now we turn to the questions. So first up, I see is Joan Fleming.
Joan, we've unmuted your line. You can go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, my question is that I have been a diabetes type 2 since 1993. I'm concerned about, I have three allergies, and about the vaccine that's supposed to be to help the people with the, you know, with the virus. My question is, what is in the virus? I mean, what is in the vaccine? You know, they might have something in it that might be allergic to a person like me. And I want to know, they are saying that it might be something coming out the first of the year or maybe the end of this year, but they're not specifying what is in it and how can I find out without taking it that I'm allergic to something that is in it? So this is my question.
Thank you. Would anybody want to take a shot at that?
Hello? I'll take a shot at it. This is Doris.
Okay.
I guess if she's talking as it relates to diabetes, I would think that, you know, the vaccines that are coming out, that's relatively new. And if she's taking any diabetic medications, I would think she'd want to have a conversation
yes.
with her doctor if there's going to be any medications that's going to conflict with what she's having.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fleming?
So, I'm here.
Obviously anything that you're going to receive in terms of medication. Do you have a primary doctor?
Oh, yes, I have all that. Yes, I do. I had the same primary doctor that she was the one that found that I was diabetic in 1993. Yes.
My assumption would be that person, that doctor, would know your history better than anybody.
Yes.
Certainly know the details
yes.
of what's going to be in the vaccine before it comes out. Just so you know, for
okay.
the benefit of by listening, there's going to be different ways of it, how it rolls out. It will not get to you and I, and I'm diabetic. It won't get to us first. There'll be frontline
yes.
workers,
okay.
doctors, et cetera, that will get it first. So it'll be well
yes.
documented.
Yes, that's important.
Yeah, it'll be well documented.
Yes.
How it works,
yes.
acts, and most importantly, what's in it before it gets to you and I, okay?
Okay, I thank you, and do have a happy holiday, and do
you
safe.
As well.
Be safe. Okay,
all right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. I see we have Akia Gresty.
All right, in a second, I'm going to unmute Kia, and if anybody else on the line has a question, don't forget you can press *3, and we'll get you in our lineup here.
My
Kia, you are live now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My question is symptoms, because my mother was type 2 and diabetes runs in my family, maternally and paternally. But my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother, I would be, I guess, 3rd to 4th generation. They didn't even get acquired diabetes till age 40. I'm 61. My brother is diabetic, and so is my sister, but I've been tested and no diabetes. But I have certain symptoms.
Okay.
I'm going to see my primary maybe. I didn't want to do it Black Friday, maybe Wednesday. And I have where I can check myself and nothing. But, like, you know, every now and then I'll itch a little bit, or my sister's like, oh, that's symptoms of diabetes, you know. So I am going to see my primary care doctor, hopefully Wednesday if he's in, and see if there's a better test than the self-check test that you can buy over the counter.
All right, Ms. King, let's see if we can get an answer for you. Anyone want to provide that understanding?
So some of the symptoms, I guess she's asking for symptoms of diabetes?
Yes, and I'd like to enroll in this.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, Susan will help you with the second part, how to enroll the program.
Okay.
As far as symptoms, the best thing that you should do is go to your doctor and get tested, have the blood work done, because it sounds like you have a lot of risk factors in your family. When it runs in your family, like that, those are risk factors. So you want to get your blood work done just to check to see what it is. And particularly if you're pre-diabetic, your blood work is going to show what that is. And then you definitely be a candidate for the program to show you how to prevent yourself from becoming a type 2 diabetic.
Okay.
But as far as some of the symptoms, you want to watch for increased thirst, increased urination, blurred vision. It just varies. There's different things. But that's a conversation you're going to have with your doctor also.
Absolutely.
And then I also would direct you to the CDC's website. There's a lot of information on the CDC's website. You put in your browser diabetes symptoms on the CDC's website. You can find a lot of information also.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you calling in. Okay, take care now.
Can I just say one thing to Kia before we move on to the next question? This is Suzanne. Kia, there is an online risk assessment that you can take prior to going to your primary care physician. You can find that on the CDC's website. You can find that by looking at the Philadelphia Diabetes Prevention Collaborative's website. You can search Prevent Diabetes, PHL. And you can find a risk assessment that you can just answer some really simple questions, and it'll give you an idea of your risk for type 2 diabetes. Sounds like you already have a pretty good idea already of some of those risk factors. Also, if you're interested in enrolling in one of these programs, I would be so happy to take an email from you. You can email me at programinfo@phmc.org. That's program, INFO, all one word, at phmc.org. Or you can give me a call toll-free at 855-344-2844, and I can assist you in getting enrolled in one of those programs. Thanks so much for your question, Kia.
So before we go to the next caller, there is a Vivian Costello who texted us. Or ask 3 questions on the website. I'm going to ask them for her, and you're going to probably repeat some of the information you gave us, but let's do the following 3 questions. What are the requirements to be eligible for a diabetes prevention program? How do I find an upcoming diabetes prevention class for my family member? What is the cost to participate in a diabetes prevention program?
Hello?
I do believe that some of those questions were answered, but in terms of the cost, that can vary. If anyone is interested in these programs, please feel free to email me at the email I provided or call the phone number. We can find a program that...
Just continue to repeat the website and the phone number, because some folks may have written it down, some folks may not, so go ahead and repeat it again.
Absolutely, Senator. The email is programinfo@phmc.org, or you can call us at 855-344-2844. There are plenty of free diabetes prevention programs across the state of Pennsylvania that we can get you enrolled into.
Great. Thank you. Rosalyn Motley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Okay. My question is, you keep saying with the diabetes prevention programs. Now, my primary physician had already diagnosed me with pre-diabetes. Now, with this, the program you're talking about going on, with the pandemic, right now in Philadelphia, we have a lot of stuff shutting down, and I was going to the YMCA, and even as of March, I have not been able to go to our Silver Sneakers class. How are you planning on, or are you planning on having this diabetes prevention class with the pandemic still going on? In Philadelphia, a lot of stuff is, as of Friday, it has been shut down.
Question.
Yeah.
Folks?
Thank you so much for that question.
Yes, go ahead, Susan.
Right now, many DPP classes are being held virtually or sometimes telephonically based on the needs of the participants. And at Health Promotion Council, we're working closely with DPP providers to know how and when the programs are being offered, so that when you give us a call or when you email us, we can help you determine which organization and program might be the most supportive. Whether you want to do something over the phone or through Zoom, we can help you set something up that's virtual. And like you did say, a lot of organizations that were offering this program are shut down or have postponed their programs, so we can help you navigate who's open and who's not.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much,
Before you go, Ms. Roslyn, this is Stavina with SPJ Insurance Advisors. I will say that a lot of the, if you're with a health plan that offers you Silver Sneakers, like Aetna, you can actually do some of the Silver Sneaker programs virtually to keep your health up and keep you active. I know that, and I'm sure you know, exercising is important to manage diabetes. You don't have to do it alone. There should be opportunities for you to do virtual classes for exercise, and if you contact maybe the personal care team for your plan, many of the plans do offer these individuals who help to manage your care. They may also give you some ideas to help you with staying active and virtual opportunities that the plan may have for you. Okay, just wanted to share that information with you.
Great, thanks. I think we're going to actually have someone speak about the poll that's on. Now, be reminded, folks, when asking questions, let's get to it, and when answering, let's get to it, because we have several people who have questions holding on. But was there someone who wanted to talk about this poll that's sitting out there?
Yes, I'm going to read it to our participants here today, Senator. I'm going to ask a question, and you're going to indicate on your keypad what your answer is, and I'll read it again in a couple of minutes in case you've missed it this time. But press 1 if you want more information concerning diabetes prevention programs, and press 2 if you want more information about health plans. One more time, that's press 1 if you want more information concerning diabetes prevention programs, and press 2 if you want more information about health plans. All right, Senator, back to our questions.
Thank you. I see Lynette Menifee.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I had a few questions. So I was recently diagnosed having prediabetes, and I wanted to know how to enroll into your program. And I'm located in the West Philadelphia area. I had a couple other questions too. How to enroll, what is, I'm sorry, I just lost my question. And do you guys have certified nutritionists? And also, will a health coach be provided? And those are my top questions so far.
Thanks.
Susan, do you want to talk about enrollment?
Sure, Doris, I'd be happy to. Hi, Lynette, thank you for your question. I'm going to give my contact information again. We can take calls or emails to enroll in programs across southeastern Pennsylvania. So wherever you're living, we can find a program that fits your needs, that's in your community. My email address is programinfo, that's programinfo at phmc.org. You could also give us a call at 855-344-2844. Full disclosure, we are probably not going to be answering the phone as much over this holiday week, but we will get back to you as soon as we can. And Adoris, if you want to talk about the lifestyle coaches, I'd be happy to hand it over to you.
Sure. Thank you. Yes, so the program is a year long, and at each location, there's a trained lifestyle coach that actually facilitates each session. And depending on the location, we have presenters that come in, and sometimes it is a registered dietitian or a nutritionist that actually comes in and gives talks about different topics. We do have health coaches involved as well. So it just depends on the location where you're assigned to, but the way the program is set up, each location is assigned to a specific lifestyle coach who is trained to know how to deliver the program.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Antoinette King.
Hello?
Hi, Ms. King.
Hey. Yeah, my question is, I was diagnosed with pre-diabetes a few weeks ago, and then I'm not qualified for the insurance. So to enroll in this program, do I have to get insurance to be able to enroll in any of these programs?
Good question.
No, you do not. Ms. King, you do not need to have insurance. We can find a program for you that will be at no cost without the need for insurance.
Okay, so can I get the number?
Absolutely. Please feel free to give us a call to enroll in a program. The number is 855-344-2844.
Yeah, I didn't get the last four. I got 855-344 and what?
2-8.
Uh-huh.
4-4.
4-4. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. King. Take care now.
Thank you. Message and we'll get you set up.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care. Natasha. From West Philadelphia.
Yes. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
My question is, being a diabetic, I went to go get tested for COVID. My results was negative, but I was informed that being a diabetic that I have to be tested once a month. Is that true? And also, too, like, how often being a diabetic, how often should I be tested?
That's a question more so for your doctor. So I would recommend that you have that conversation with your doctor.
Okay. Okay, great. All right. Thank you.
That's good. Yes.
There are many questions on here, but I want to remind folks, tonight's conversation is primarily around diabetics and how they get through this period of the pandemic. We know of the staggering numbers of diabetes and the consequence of not treating it, and certainly those concerns are heightened during the pandemic. So we are specific in nature because a significant portion of my district, the 8th Senatorial District, which covers parts of Philadelphia and Delaware County, have many people, a great percentage, who unfortunately suffer from diabetes and the consequences of it. There are a couple questions out there tonight which relate to health issues, but they are not, these are not doctors who are on this phone, on this line, on this telephone, town hall. So I would not recommend that we're talking about blood pressure detecting machines or arthritis. They just don't have the ability to answer that responsibly or professionally. So for those who are waiting to get those questions answered, I cannot give you that answer tonight. Okay? We have Angie Savage.
Yeah, I was the one that had asked question before. I already got the number regarding getting the program to participate in the diabetes prevention program. Another question I had asked was regarding the diabetes medication that I've been on for 10 years, metformin, and the high blood pressure medication in enalapril and amlodipine. And all of these medications, I understood they are causing cancer. So I want to know if I should stop taking them. I spoke to my primary physician, and she did not replace this medication. At first, she said the metformin is the one with the lowest side effect. So all the others, the side effects are dangerous. I don't know which one will be dangerous than cancer, but I've been taking them for 10 years now. So I want to know if I should stop taking them or continue taking them, because it's worrying me about this causing of cancer.
That's another question for your doctor. We can't really direct you on what type of medications you should take or whether you should stop your medications. That's probably a conversation that you may want to have with your doctor.
I apologize that we can give a more specific answer, but that's the most responsible one we can give. Benyam of West Philadelphia.
I'm sorry, Senator, which call did you want next?
Benyam, B-E-N-Y-A. M, West Philadelphia.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Senator Anthony. Thank you so much for the for this town hall.
Mm-hmm.
I am a registered nurse myself, and you know, I teach and I talk about diabetes all the time. And one thing that keeps happening all the time is, I feel like we need to change some of the things we're doing to actually get some better results. My sister, who last year was diagnosed as pre-diabetes, now she's diagnosed as diabetes. I feel like if we don't change the numbers, for example, the A1C level, and instead of diagnosing it as 6.5, if we start diagnosing it as 5.7, we might have a better result. But I'm not a doctor. I'm a registered nurse with extensive background on this issue. And that's why I want to bring this up to, you know, the medical professionals in this town hall, just to have an idea. The other thing I have question is, why don't we start teaching our kids from the beginning, from elementary school, what is healthy living, health education, so they could come up with that information as they grow and not be diagnosed when they are 40 and 50. Those are two questions I have. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Anybody have an answer or response or a comment or addition?
Well, as far as changing the parameters of the A1C that we look at to determine pre-diabetic, that's not something that we actually put together. That's based on CDC's research. So I would think some type of email to the CDC's website. They have a website that you can actually write to and just voice your concerns as far as the A1C numbers for the pre-diabetic program would probably be where you'd want to direct your question on that. So that's what I would say about that. And what was the other question?
I don't know if the gentleman's any longer on.
Hi, Benya. I just want to add, you mentioned that your sister is diagnosed now with type 2 diabetes. The PT program might not be appropriate for someone who has already been diagnosed, but we do also offer a diabetes self-management course that helps individuals learn how to better manage their diabetes and also really act as a support system for people who have diabetes. And in terms of the health education, I think the second question, Doris, was regarding health education for younger community members. And I do want to mention that these programs are really designed for adults 18 plus.
Great. Thanks a lot. I'm going to answer. I see Carol Morris from Elmwood. I would like to respond to her real quickly.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Ms. Morris.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Yes, just very quickly, I'm in my car, so I'm not able to write down the information that was given, and I have been diagnosed as pre-diabetic, and tried to watch it, but the nutritionist at my doctor's office was cost prohibited for me, so I haven't been able to do that. So my question is, can that information, the email and the phone number be posted on your site, Senator?
Absolutely. As we speak, I have someone who's from my office listening to the program, so we will make sure it's posted on all my social media platforms. And, of course, obviously, if you can't use that, you can call my office. I'll just repeat my number if you can't write it down. Hopefully you have it. It's 215.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I have it.
Okay. But I'll tell the public, 215-492-2980. So anything you don't capture tonight, certainly call my office, but we'll be happy to post it for you. So thanks for asking that question.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Augustine Gomez. Augustina Gomez Daniel from Lansdowne.
Hi. The question is I would like to enroll to the program because, and I will be looking for some kind of, I don't know if I could call it training or one-on-one to help me with the timing of the medication and the diet, the nutrition, because it's like, you know, sometimes I forgot to take it. And that, you know, it's not good for me. So I would like to know if I join the program, they will have somebody like that will be giving us the support to the medication in time or whatever. That's what I see. The weight, I don't know, because, you know, those kind of medication, they make you lose weight or make me lose weight. I don't have problem with that. I have problem with the eating too much of rice or bread or whatever, the diet and the timing to take the medication. I would like to enroll, you know, looking out for that.
So your question is there a program that helps you do that?
Yes.
I don't know. So folks, want to chime in?
Hi, this is Stavina Joseph. I would just to answer your question, I mean, I don't know which insurance plan that you have, the type of coverage that you have, if you're in a Medicare program or not. I know that many of the Medicare programs do provide assistance with that, with helping you to with your overall health, but definitely helping you to find the assistance that you need to help you stay on track with your prescriptions and with your meals and your nutrition. And so I just wanted to mention, I don't know if you've contacted your health insurance or not, but there are people in place, again, with Aetna. They have the personal care team that is there to help with that type of service for you.
I think we have Blue Cross and Blue Shield. That's the one that I have. And it covers my prescription and my, if I get sick or whatever. So do you think I should call my insurance to see if they have that kind of program?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to look for that. And they will have a center where I could go and have that?
It depends on what they're offering you. So if you right now we are in the annual enrollment period. So if you can check with them and see that what they can offer you, and if you find that they don't offer you the benefits that you're looking for, those extra benefits, you have the opportunity now to take a look at other plans that might be available that will do the things and give you those enhanced benefits that you need to help you with your overall health.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful
holiday
season. Be safe. Laverne Brown.
Good evening, Senator. How are you? How are you, guest speakers?
Good evening.
Thank you. My question is, when a person has type 2 diabetes and suffer with edema, how does the edema affect the diabetes? How can one keep their sugar level at where it's supposed to be at when they suffering with edema?
That's probably a question that a nutritionist, have you ever consulted with a nutritionist?
Yeah, I have spoke with a nutritionist, but with this pandemic going on, she also has not been able to do virtual conversations with anyone at this present time. And I was just wondering if you might have some type of a suggestion for me to do, because sometimes I be thinking that with my ankle swelling like it does, that it causes my sugar level to go up. And I don't do a lot of sugar. I don't do a lot of starches. I don't even use salt. So I was wondering if the edema was the cause of it.
Yeah, that would be a question for your doctor or nutritionist.
Okay.
I can also tell you that there are some nutritionists, free nutritionists at some of the ShopRite where you can do virtual sessions with them.
Oh, okay.
We actually have some of those give us sessions during our diabetes prevention classes, and they're really good.
Okay.
They're all free.
Okay.
Yeah.
My second question is, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much for that information. My second question is there any special programs that Medicare is having for people that does not have no type of income?
Medicare you can apply for Medicaid, which would be for individuals who don't have income. And if you are of a certain age, 65 or older, then you can get Medicare and have the combination of the two. Or if you are currently on Medicare, you're younger than 65, if you had disability and you're currently on Medicare, you can apply for Medicaid as well, have the two, which can help to give you a really full circle of coverage and help you with getting some of the extra benefits that you're looking for right now. But the
reason why I asked this question, I'm an advocate for the elderly, and I have a young lady, she's over 65. And I was helping her get an application process for her to get Medicare because she already has Medicaid. They want to charge her $400 a month, but she's disabled and she's no longer working. She haven't worked in about 3 or 4 years now. And when she called them and told them when she did the application that they was charging her $400, that she don't even have an income. So I was wondering if the state will pick up the Medicare cost, but she does have Medicaid.
Okay. So if she has Medicaid, Medicaid is the free health insurance. The
right.
Medicare cost, I'm assuming you're referring $400 would be her deductible, her Part B cost that she's probably being charged. I can help you with that. That's something that you can apply to get help with the Part B for her, or she can apply for it to get help with that Part B to lower the cost. It may just be that she needs to explain to them that her income, which was probably higher when she applied for the Medicare, was much more than it is right now, and so they put her at a higher premium. She can appeal that and have her costs lowered. I can give you my number if you want to go, you know, more detail or get specific help with that. You can, I'm happy to help you with that. But that's going to be a specific situation or a specific solution for her situation. And I kind of want to know a little bit more. And you might not want to say all of that on this live line. But there is ways that she can get help with that for sure.
Okay. So much. I'll take that number, please, if you don't mind.
Sure. My direct number is 484.
Mm-hmm.
202.
Mm-hmm.
7352.
Mm-hmm.
And my name is
okay.
Davina Joseph.
Davina. Okay.
Joseph. Yes, ma'am. And feel free to give me a call. Mm-hmm.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You're
of
welcome.
Brown. Thank you. Mrs. Jones from Delaware County.
And to your guest speakers, my question is, I live in Yadin in Delaware County. My question is, can I purchase a test at our drugstore to check myself to see whether or not I'm a diabetic? Is there a test that I could purchase personally myself? Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone want to answer that?
To my knowledge, I don't know of any test that you can actually get at the drugstore. To my knowledge, I don't think there's any test there at the drugstore. There are supplies that you can get there once you already diagnose as a diabetic, but there are not tests that actually can diagnose you.
Great.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
What they do have at the drugstore are the sugar monitors, which indicate your level of sugar. And there's a scale that tells you from 0 to 100, from 100 to 200, from on up. That's not a test. What diabetics use it for is to indicate where their sugar number is. And so if you've not been to a doctor, you bought one of those, like $20. It would tell you pretty certainly that, you know, your sugar can be high. It doesn't confirm that you have diabetes, but it certainly will give you a stark indication if your number is significantly high that you need to see your doctor immediately.
Oh, okay. And what is the name of this test? It's called?
Well, it's if you go in any pharmacy, CVS or Rite Aid, and you say, look, I need to test my sugar, they'll direct you to the location in the store where you can get it. It tricks you and those kinds of things. That's not a test, though.
Right, I got you.
At that moment. Now, there's a lot of factors that go into that. You know, you could have eaten a donut, you could have eaten a spaghetti, you know, your sugar could be high or, you know, that kind of thing. But my point is, do you have a primary doctor?
Yes.
All right. So then, frankly, that's where you should go. You know,
okay.
I was already said to you, but I wanted to make sure you were. And he'll probably, if you're diagnosed with diabetic, he'll tell you about that supply that was mentioned to you earlier. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We have Deborah Price from Sharon Hill.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
My question is about the COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken 4 COVID tests. I was type 2 diabetes before I was actually diagnosed with COVID. since I've gone back, I'm now pre-diabetes. But every time I go to Rite Aid, I get two negative tests. I've gone to Pennsylvania before doctor's appointments, and I've gotten two positive tests. Nobody in my family has gotten the COVID that I've been around. And I've got to take a colonoscopy on the 1st of December. So I'm wondering, should I go someplace totally different to take a COVID test before I go take this test?
Well, if you're going to a doctor in a hospital, they're going to require you to take
I know I have to take it, but I'm just that I took it in Pennsylvania. It was positive. I went back a month later to Rite Aid. Rite Aid said it was negative. I went back August. Pennsylvania said it was positive. I went back September. Rite Aid said it was negative. So, and I told Pennsylvania that nobody else in my family has been infected. So,
yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't have the virus. It just means you may be asymptomatic. But the bottom line is, regardless of whether you are or not, they won't allow you to have the test and confirming under their testing whether you're negative or not. So regardless of what Rite Aid says or CVS says or whomever says, in this space, in order to take that colonoscopy, you're going to have a test from the hospital prior to, and probably I think it's like 5 days or so prior to.
No, it's 3 days before.
Okay, 3 days before your exam. So the bottom line is, at the end of it, you know, that hospital will confirm whether they're.
I have no problem doing it. It's just that I'm wondering, should I go to someplace totally different also to get this test? Because, like I said, I've gone to all my doctor's appointments and I've not had a single incident.
Yeah, but
I don't understand why Pennsylvania.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you that because it's not, when you say Pennsylvania, it's the test applied by the hospital. It's not, the state doesn't supply a specific test. It's who you're in front of. So University of Pennsylvania, Temple, Drexel, whatever test they buy is the test they're going to use. So it's not the state. The state doesn't provide the test. The state
it's nothing about, I wasn't even mentioning about the state. I'm just trying to see, is there another location that I can go to also?
I mean, you can go to any location you choose to. But what I'm trying to say to you and answer your question, I think you're saying in relationship to getting an accurate reading. And I can't tell you why you're getting one test and another test. I don't know. But all I'm saying is from a very specific comment you made, as I have to get a colonoscopy, the only place you can go to is where you're going to go get the colonoscopy with that test. And that's the test they're going to use, period.
Sure, I know that. But I just wanted to see if on your website, do you have other places that you can go to for COVID tests?
Well, we list in Philadelphia and in Delaware County the different locations that are available for tests. Absolutely do that. Yep.
Perfect. Because I'm just going to go to both places on that same day. Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye. The last question that we're going to be able to take tonight before we get off is from Beth Calloway, and then we're going to ask for closing comments from our presenters as we go forward. So, Betty Calloway.
All right, Senator, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask our participants to do our poll question just one last time. If you didn't answer before, you're going to have another opportunity to answer now. So press 1 if you want more information concerning diabetes prevention programs, and press 2 if you want more information about health plans. And now, Betty, we'll go to your question.
Oh, no, I just want to make a statement, and good evening, everyone. I just want to say that I notice a lot of teeny boppers and all have cookies, potato chips, all of those things. When we grew up, we had apple slices, orange slices, grapes, plums. We didn't have a lot of sweet stuff. So maybe that's the difference between a lot of us these days, that we didn't have all the sugar that the kids and pretzels, potato chips. We had grapes and apple slices, orange slices, all of those things. So I don't know if that kept us more healthier, but I think it's more a better diet than I see a lot of kids take these days. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling, Ms. Calloway.
Mm-hmm.
We're wrapping up the evening. And I turn it over to my three distinguished panelists for closing comments. Why don't we reverse the order in which, you know, you introduce yourselves and proceed in that manner. So I think it's Ms. Trexler, we go first.
Thank you, Senator, and thank you everyone who attended tonight. I loved hearing all your questions. I hope you got a lot out of it. I just want to remind everybody, whether you're pre-diabetic, whether you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, if you have any chronic illness or chronic pain and you want to find a program that can help you make a lifestyle change that's going to make you live a healthier life, a more comfortable life, Health Promotion Council can help you find that program. I also want to say that in this period of increased isolation, these programs aren't just about health education. They're an excellent source of support. They're an amazing source of community and peer support that I just really highly recommend to anyone who's interested. If you want to learn more about any of these programs, I'll give you my contact information one more time, and I think that this might be made available through Senator Williams' website, potentially. But my email is programinfo@phmc.org, and my phone number is 855-344-2844. We're going to be taking a little break from answering our emails and our phone for the next few days to observe the holiday, but please feel free to leave messages, send emails, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Lomax.
Yes. Thank you again for having me this evening. I just wanted to reiterate that it's exciting because diabetes is preventable if you're pre-diabetic. And as Susan mentioned, there are programs throughout Philadelphia that we're trying to get you guys into, and you can be successful. We have had success with these programs. So remember, it's a lifestyle change. It's about weight management, 5 to 7% of your starting weight if you need to lose weight, and increasing your physical activity. We show you how to do this gradually. We concentrate on the healthy nutrition, your physical activity, behavior change with the goal of helping you reach your goal. And by the end of the year, you have a healthier lifestyle and on the road to preventing type 2 diabetes. So I look forward to seeing you guys one of these days in one of the programs. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you. Ms. Joseph.
Hi, thank you so much again for having me. I hope I was able to answer questions. And, you know, of course, if there's any other questions, people can contact me. But I just want to point out and make sure that people understand that using their Medicare services, especially their Medicare Advantage plans, plans like with Aetna, can really be a resource to you. The things that you can get, the enhanced benefits, not just, you know, your dental and vision, but your silver sneaker programs, your over-the-counter programs where you can go and get products and like what Senator Williams was talking about earlier, those products to help you test your sugar. Being able to talk to nutritionists through the use of your personal care team member who can connect you with nutritionists or care managers. These are all resources that are available to you through plans that Aetna actually has, as well as other carriers, but definitely something that you should look into, not just using your health care to see your doctor, but all the other things that come along with it. And if you do have questions, feel free to give me a call. I'm happy to answer. You can reach me at 484-202-7352, and I'll be able to go into more detail and answer specific questions about your Medicare or health care needs and how these plans can really help you to take care of yourself overall.
Thank you. Thank you for participating in our telephone town hall. To those who listened in and to those who asked questions, thank you to my guests, Dafina Joseph and Doris Lomax and Suzanne Trexler. This has been a great discussion. If you didn't have a chance to ask your question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your questions on a voicemail for me, and we'll get right back to you. Thank you again for your participation. If you have any additional questions or concerns regarding this subject matter or anything else, please feel free to call my office at 215-492-2980 or visit my website at SenatorAnthonyHWilliams.com. Have a wonderful evening. I'll turn it back to our host and moderator.
Thank you for participating in Senator Anthony Williams' telephone town hall. You've all been a great audience, and I hope it was very helpful. Thank you for sharing your evening with us.